This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. France is in the second day of a nationwide paralyzing public transport strike aimed at French President Emmanuel Macron. Lisa Bryan reports for VOA from Paris.
Metro, rail, and air service were severely disrupted again Friday as France marked its second day of nationwide protests against a planned overhaul of the pension system. On Thursday, more than 800,000 people took to the streets across the country in a mass show of anger. Their numbers were more than double those of last year's Yellow Vests at their peak, although that protest movement hopes to revive on the back of this current discontent. Many of the current demonstrations have been peaceful, but in Paris, some were marked by clashes between police and so-called Black Bloc anarchists. The strike also shuttered schools and many tourist attractions.
Lisa Bryan reporting for VOA from Paris. For only the fourth time in American history, a president must confront the threat of impeachment. But the White House, publicly at least, says it's ready for a Senate trial. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Both the White House and the Trump re-election campaign publicly acknowledge for the first time the president is likely to be impeached in the House. He tweeted yesterday, "Do it now, fast," looking ahead to a friendlier venue, a trial in the GOP-led Senate. He and aides even see a potential political upside, a chance to turn the tables on Senate Democrats, including several running for the nomination. Associates say the president's eager to cheer on the chaos. And while his campaign's touting impeachment as the biggest motivator for donors and volunteers, a trial does carry risk, including the possibility GOP senators could break with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app for your convenience. From Washington,